Hey, I'm Ethan.
And I'm Mike.
I watched the first half of Clueless.
I watched the second half of Clueless.
And this is the other half. Okay.
All right.
Let's see.
Okay.
Hey, guys.
Hey, everybody.
Welcome to the podcast. We are talking about Clueless. It is late out tonight.
It is 1 in the morning.
It is very late.
I'm a 23-year-old man. You're 23.
Yeah, I am.
We're 23-year-old men talking about Clueless at 1 in the morning. We have a couple of hard ciders. Angry Orchard.
Yeah, unfortunately, I have one.
Yeah, you're right. I can actually drink this.
Yeah.
And we're going to sit down. We're going to talk about Clueless.
Yeah, we are. I don't know how I felt about this movie, because I didn't hate it, but I didn't like it at all. I didn't. Like, it just was not, like, it's totally not my audience.
Not at all?
I like action movies, man.
Yeah, you do.
I like things that explode. I like blood. I like drama.
Mm-hmm.
This was just weird. Like, it was just bizarre. I don't understand what the movie was about.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I watched the first half.
Yeah, I watched the second half.
Yeah, as we mentioned in the intro. But it was just not that interesting. Like, it kept my attention, but it was not interesting. It was a weird thing.
Well, let me pose something to you, because my girlfriend is a big fan of this movie.
Okay.
And she's been a proponent of me watching this film since day one. She's like, you're going to love this. And I've always brushed it aside.
Mm-hmm.
And she's basically manipulated us to watch this film for the other half
manipulated a lot of this stuff in this podcast. She's got a big hand in this.
She does. And she's basically made it so that I could watch this. And she's kind of right. After watching it, when she proposed it to me, she says, this movie is like American Psycho, but for Valley girls in California.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Because it's narrated by the main character who is kind of it's like the poster child for a type of lifestyle that is not a positive form of lifestyle.
Yeah.
And it is sarcastically looking at that lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And it is showing the sort of shallowness of this form of life.
I just feel like there's no plot.
There isn't. No, it totally isn't.
Like, so the very beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
I want to know this, like, the entire beginning.
Go ahead.
Like, for at least a good 15, maybe 20 minutes or so, is her just trying to hook up her teacher with another teacher to get good grades.
Uh-huh.
That is the very, like, 20 minutes of that.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, I can't remember her name. Brittany Murphy shows up.
Okay.
But like,
Brittany Murphy, yeah.
But like, that was like 20 minutes, and I don't, like, it was just there to establish characters, I guess, but it was a plot line. Does it ever come back up?
No, never.
That's so weird. Like, it was all, like, I was like, oh, this movie's kind of being
kind of.
Okay.
Is the teacher the male teacher? Is he the one from Princess Bride?
Yes.
They get married at the end of the movie.
That's it?
That's it. That's the only thing that comes up. Other than that, I didn't see him.
Really? Weird. So the thing is she's accused of being selfish.
Yes.
Which she totally is.
Yes.
But is she? Like, she's doing, like, a lot. Like, I feel like, what was her motive for getting Brittany Murphy? Because the thing is
mm-hmm.
she sets it up where Brittany Murphy basically is, like, she's, like, a ghetto kid from, like, a ghetto school. And she's
from New York.
Yeah, she doesn't belong with Alicia Silverstone. That's her name, right?
Yeah. Well, her character name is Cher.
Cher.
That makes it any easier.
Right.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
No. Alicia Silverstone.
Alicia Silverstone. So she's not in with the crowd, like, because she's, you know, uppity top person, you know?
Right.
But Brittany Murphy's, like, some reason is like, all right, I'll go with you guys. That's cool, I guess. Even though obviously she's not, like, her personality is not part of that
lifestyle.
Yeah, the lifestyle.
Yeah.
Like, she's obviously, like, hoodlum.
Right.
And it's like, whatever, you could be a hoodlum. But then for some reason, Alicia Silverstone's like, I'm going to take you under my wing. And I don't understand why
she did that.
Do you know why?
No.
That's a perfectly unselfish thing.
Yeah.
Like, she is taking someone and making them. But then it's like, why are you, you're portrayed as being a selfish character that doesn't have any thought about anyone.
Yeah.
Literally, for no reason, instead of making fun of this girl,
mm-hmm.
she took her under her wing and then, you know, tried to make her cool.
Okay, so.
Right, regardless if it works or not, her
intentions were good. Opening of the film is Alicia Silverstone hooking up two teachers together.
Pretty much. Like, she's explaining her life and how it goes and all this stuff. And then she's like, I'm getting a bad grade in this class instead of working harder to
just
get
like
a bad
Patrick
grade.
Just like Patrick Bateman.
Yeah.
Like, introducing the house, introducing
pretty much.
Like, his morning routine.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, I gotta get it. She's like, I gotta get a better grade. So instead of like working harder or bribing the teacher, she's just like, I'm gonna make them both happy. Mm-hmm. And when they're both happy, they give good grades for the entire school, and all the school will love me. And they do.
Right.
So that was like 20 minutes. That was 20 minutes. Like, I thought
that's
that
the
was
the opening of the film.
Yeah, it's the opening of the film. And then all of a sudden, Brittany Murphy's introduced, and then the movie just takes, you know, that turn.
Right.
You know? So it's weird. It's weird. I don't know why that's, it just really bothers me. There's 20 minutes of just that. Establishing that plot line, and then never gets brought up again. Like, never. I thought for some reason it was going to be something else. Nope, it's not.
No,
that was me.
That was the interesting thing too, is when I pick up in the movie, it's in the middle of her trying to seduce this guy named Christian.
Right.
And so she does all these things to try to manipulate him in order for him to like her. Like, he starts sending, she sends herself flowers and candy.
I ended right where he gets introduced. I'm like, she's like, I never date high school boys.
Yeah.
Actually, here's a quote.
Go ahead.
I wrote this quote down.
I wrote a couple quotes down too because they were
important. I wrote this quote down because I think you'll like it.
Go ahead.
Searching for a boy in high school is as pointless as trying to find meaning in a Pauly Shore movie.
Oh, jeez. That is crazy.
It's a little too relevant to what we do here.
That's crazy.
It's a little too relevant to our job.
That was very relevant. That's scary relevant.
Yeah, it was scary. I was like so excited when I heard that line. And then of course, that guy walks in.
Pauly Shore.
See, that's the thing is I was like, last time I saw Pauly Shore, he looked kind of weird. So when that guy walked in, I was like, is that Pauly Shore? Like, that'd be so
that
funny.
That would be crazy.
So good. Fortunately, the movie's not that good.
Yeah. Yeah, no. And that's the thing is when we introduced Christian, that feels like a whole new plot line, and it clearly is.
Yeah.
There isn't a through plot, really. And I don't know. That's the weird thing about this movie.
So she just give up on Brittany Murphy? It's like, whatever, I'm going to talk to this guy.
She becomes her best friend.
Oh, okay.
Brittany Murphy, later on. Like, she's basically introduced as,
So she kind of transforms into a...
Here's the thing I think is happening, is... Alicia Silverstone's character, Cher, is aware that Brittany Murphy's character is not as popular as her. And so I think what she's trying to do is she's trying to keep Brittany Murphy's character around so that Brittany Murphy can not only be considered popular, but so that Alicia Silverstone's character can be considered even more popular.
It's like having the fat friend.
Exactly.
And then you're like, man, I'm hotter now because I'm standing next to a bunch of ugly people.
Exactly. I think that was her. I don't think she was doing it in an underhanded way, but I think she was doing it for that reason, you know what I mean? Because then later on, Brittany Murphy's character does become popular.
Right.
There's this part where Brittany Murphy, and there's never a reason given as to why this happens, but Brittany Murphy's character is at the mall, and so is Alicia Silverstone's character. And Brittany Murphy's character is like flirting with a bunch of these random guys.
Right.
And then they grab her and like hang her over the side of like a thing. Like they hang her upside down, like, and she's in danger of falling like two stories. Basically, she could probably like break her neck or something.
Right.
And then because of this danger that she's put in, she becomes popular. Everyone wants to hang out with her. Everyone wants to be friends with her.
Interesting.
And Alicia Silverstone's like, what happened? Like, why is this? Like, her name was a Ty. Ty is not that popular. Ty is not that attractive. What happened to me?
Dang.
Yeah. And then more happens later on because is it ever brought up that Alicia Silverstone's character is trying to learn to drive? Is that a major part?
Yes, that's a very major part. At the beginning, it's just her going like, I got my learner's permit. I'm trying to learn how to drive. And then she just drove around all over the place, even though she wasn't supposed to.
Ever a good driver?
No, she like at the very beginning, she like breaks a mailbox, like just runs it over with her Jeep.
Okay, because then later on,
which is funny.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of funny parts in this movie. Yeah. I laughed quite a bit.
It's got some pretty good dialogue. Pretty well written.
The dialogue is fantastic.
Yeah, I think it's well written.
Did you see?
I think the timing, though, I feel like the comedic timing is off in that movie. Like, it doesn't land.
I don't think it's off. I think you're expecting it to be more laugh out loud, and I'm expecting it to be more like sarcastic.
No. I just feel like the timing of like certain like characters' reactions and things like that just doesn't feel like it should. It doesn't hit as hard as it should. And you know, comedy is mostly timing. Like, that's 90%.
Comedy is all
90%
timing.
Because you can have timing and not be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you smile, you look like the Cowardly Lion.
What? Oh, because my hair's down?
Because your hair's down, you have a beard.
That's all right.
Yeah.
The Cowardly Lion. I used to, I got out of a shower once and my hair was all like wet and like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said I look like a gay lion. I don't know why.
Gay lion?
I don't know.
Wait, you got out of the shower and someone was in there?
No. Well, like, I, you know, I got dressed or whatever. My hair is still wet.
Okay.
So
I thought you had immediately gone out of the shower and somebody was sitting on the toilet.
It's like, you look like a gay lion. I'm like, all right, cool.
You kind of look like you have a mane.
I guess.
Yeah. You're my main man.
Oh, that's kind of weird.
That is very weird. Anyway, so back to this Clueless movie. Are you still sick?
No, I just have a cough. Yeah, I cough like once in a while.
That's true. All right, fine.
People cough, man. People get stuff in their throat.
I never cough. That's not true. I cough all the time.
Everyone coughs.
I wrote a book about it.
Did you?
My cough.
Oh, my God. Why am I friends with you?
I don't know. Anyway. But I really like the humor of this movie.
See?
And I did. I don't know.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't cringy. It had some good moments.
What I liked was the self-referential dialogue of Alicia Silverstone. I thought her performance in this movie was fantastic.
No, she's really good.
She was really good. I think everyone else was kind of meh.
Yeah, I agree with that.
The guy from Scrubs was in this movie.
Yeah, he was cool.
He was really cool.
I liked him. Actually, you know, he's my favorite performance.
Really? What about Paul Rudd?
He was whatever. He was just
really?
Paul Rudd.
I dug Paul Rudd in this movie.
I don't know. He didn't really do much in the beginning. He was just kind of like, I'm the guy from college. I'm smart. And she's like, you got smart and stuff.
Let me ask you this question.
All right. Lay it on me.
How do you think the movie ends?
The movie ends. Oh, that's a good point. I didn't even think about that.
Because it's going to be hard because so much stuff. Because
the thing is like,
there is no plot,
there's no real plot
for it to go to.
So you mentioned that Brittany Murphy gets more, or not, yeah, Brittany Murphy gets more power. Powerful. And then she takes over the school.
Yeah.
And then she makes everyone ghetto. I don't know. No. I feel like, God, how does this movie end?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
Well, I do, but I want to say.
Brittany Murphy is a person who goes and does a thing where she gets more popular and then she feels bad that at least Silverstone isn't as popular because she's like, oh, well, this ain't my thing anyway. Mm-hmm. And then she goes and gets with that stoner kid as opposed to whatever guy Alicia was trying to hook her up with. And then Alicia Silverstone gets with her guy and then that other guy, I don't know.
That's honestly, that's very close.
Really?
That's very, very close.
Lay it on me. What is it?
By the way you were talking just now, it sounded like those people in improv where they try to make up one word at a time stories, but it was all you.
I was really bad at that when I did improv. I was really bad at that.
You did improv?
A little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
I did too.
It was fun.
It was very fun. It was very stressful.
I like doing improv because my thing is just shut your brain off, say what comes out, let it go.
And commit.
And yeah, commit.
That's the biggest thing.
The biggest thing is saying yes to everything.
Yes, never say no. Say yes.
Yes.
And never give something to another person and say, what do you think? You have to come up with it so that the other person can work with you.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I've learned all these tricks.
Yeah.
Here's another trick I learned. If you're in a seat, grab a seat. Don't just sit down because that looks stupid.
What do you mean grab a seat?
Like, let's say you're in a scene, right? Uh-huh. And there needs to be a chair. Don't just like act like you're sitting in a chair. Grab a chair and sit down in it.
Oh, okay.
That's a big thing I've heard. Or that's what I was taught because it's stupid to just like sit there.
In an invisible chair.
Yeah, in an invisible
chair. Yeah, it sounds dumb. Also sounds really painful, and I don't like working out.
Anyway, okay. So, but you're very close. Okay. You're very, very close. So, let me tell you what happens. Alicia Silverstone, her low point in the movie, she gets in a fight with... Okay. It's going to sound really weird.
Let's do it. Come on, man. I'm waiting. Lay it on me.
Well, let me ask you a question really quick.
You already asked me a question.
One very important question. Who is Paul Rudd? How is he related, like, story-wise, to Alicia Silverstone?
Oh, yeah. This is weird. So, it's very explained very quickly, but it is basically he is her dad's ex-wife's son.
Yes.
That they divorced, but they still hang out once in a while.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's basically it. Paul Rudd and Alicia Silverstone end up together. Alicia Silverstone falls in love with Paul Rudd. Paul Rudd falls in love with Alicia Silverstone.
What?
Yeah. They fall in love with each other. But Paul Rudd realizes it's like a thing where he realizes he can't be with Alicia Silverstone because that's weird because they're kind of related. So he winds up trying to date Ty, Brittany Murphy. And then Alicia Silverstone becomes jealous of Ty and says, wait, I like Paul
my
Rudd.
Weird brother.
I like my stepbrother, kind of, sort of.
Weird. I didn't see that coming.
I should wind up with him. But you kind of did, because you knew that something like this was going to happen between...
Not with Paul Rudd, though.
See, that's the weird thing. And then they both want to wind up together, and they both start making out, and...
Wait, who? Paul Rudd and Alicia Silverstone?
Yes. And oh. They go to a wedding together, and they, at the very end of the movie, they kiss. And Alicia Silverstone catches a bouquet of flowers at a wedding. The wedding for the teachers that she got put together.
Movie. I don't like that.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that very interesting?
It's just weird. It just makes me feel weird.
Yeah, it should. But see, here's my interesting thing in the movie.
What is your interesting thing? Tell me.
Okay.
Give me.
So
tell me.
So the movie ends. The movie ends with her winding up with Paul Rudd, and the music is playing like it's all romantic, and she catches a bouquet. Are we supposed to feel positive toward that? Or are we not? Because the movie itself is a very sarcastic film.
Yeah.
Are we supposed to feel like, yay, she got what she wanted in the end? Or are we supposed to feel like, wait, she hasn't learned any lesson since the beginning of the film? Because the reason that Paul Rudd finds Alicia Silverstone so much more attractive later in the movie is because the whole film, she's been selfish, right? She's been very selfish. Mm-hmm. And she even starts to realize this by the end of the movie. She realizes that she's lost all of her friends. She's, you know, her best friend Ty hates her. Like, she's done all this horrible thing for these people.
What happened to her black friend?
I don't know. I don't think she even cares.
Like, whatever. Isn't that weird? My boyfriend, I guess. My guy friend's on Scrubs.
Like, there's this great bit near the end where she's like, I realized I could respect all my friends. My friends did really cool things that I wasn't respecting them for.
So she did learn something.
She did, but then I don't feel like she really did. Like, I feel like, no,
I feel like she didn't really.
Like, I feel like when she saw these things, she's like, I could learn from them, but I don't think she really took them to heart as much as she could have. Like, because the end of the movie is she joins a charity, she gets a bunch of food and clothes, but I feel like the whole reason she did that in the first place was to, like, become more attractive to Paul Rudd in the first place.
That could be true.
You know, I feel like it... And that's the thing. I don't feel like she was trying to do it in a mean way. I don't think she was trying to in a mean way manipulate people, but I do think she was manipulating people like she did at the beginning of the movie.
Right.
Like, and I think that's a good point. At the beginning of the movie, she doesn't mean to. She wants good grades and she makes people happy. So what's wrong with that? I think that's the question this movie is posing.
I still don't understand why she helped Ty.
I don't know either.
Like, that's just like, seems like a pure good thing to do.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know the selfish motivation. You did say that is because she kept her around because she was not as cool as her and made her seem more popular.
And I feel like that's what it is. I don't think, but that's the thing. I don't think the movie said that inherently.
Yeah, you might be right.
You know, and there's a lot of things that happen later in the movie. Like, she has a maid that cleans the house. I don't know if she's ever brought up earlier on in the movie.
Yeah, she said she's terrified of her dad, and she freaks out because her dad's a scary lawyer.
Right. The maid is the one that cleans the house. The maid does all this stuff in the house, and that's been established. Mm-hmm. But then later on, because Alicia Silverstone's feeling really bad because she's like, I can't do anything right. I feel like a dummy. I feel like I'm useless. Mm-hmm. And she says this to the dad, like, I feel like I'm stupid, and I feel like I'm useless. I feel like I don't do anything but shop and all this stuff. And the dad looks at her and says, hey, honey. You are helpful. This house wouldn't run without you. You keep everything running for us.
It's very true. At the beginning, it showed her being like, eat these eggs or eat this orange juice, dad. Like, she's actually like very helpful.
Toward her dad, maybe. But I think it's a bit disingenuous to say that she's keeping the house running. That's like the maid is doing most of the things. Well,
she's very proactive.
She's certainly proactive.
So I kind of feel like, I don't know. The maid just keeps things clean, man. Just does laundry. She's not keeping it running. She's not making it progress, man. She's just keeping everything maintained.
Okay, that's a good point. Because that's what I was thinking. It's like, I feel like the dad is full on just lying to Alicia Silverstone.
I feel like it's one of the best 90s dads.
Yeah, no, definitely.
This was maybe 99, 98?
I feel like this is 90. There was a scene where...
It's no Encino Man 90s, but it's pretty 90s. It's 90s, but it's a little more progressive.
There was a scene when they go to a prom, right? And Ty has like a sweater and she doesn't know what to do with it. And Alicia Silverstone says to her, tie it around your waist. And she ties the sweater around her waist like Encino Man, like 90s style Encino Man.
Yeah, when you do that now, you just look like a dad.
At a prom. But this is like at a prom. Like, she's supposed to be looking good. And see, that's the thing. I don't know if Alicia Silverstone did that because it's so far removed. Yeah, I don't know if Alicia Silverstone did that because that was the style or because she didn't want her to look attractive.
I feel like the thing about this movie is you just don't know the motivations.
I don't.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I think it's a bad thing. I don't know.
I just feel like, yeah, this character feels directionless. She's just like,
rudderless.
Here is my character. This is me. Where am I going? I'm going to fall in love with my weird half-brother.
Here's my question, though. Do you think this was done on purpose? Because the lifestyle of people like this is directionless, is motivationless.
Dude, that's too deep.
Do you think?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I would not put that past it.
There's a lot of very clever dialogue. Like, there's this great bit because her father's a lawyer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And later on in the movie, when she has a problem, she comes to her father and her father says, "Tell me the problem and we'll figure out how to argue it."
Yeah, because he's a lawyer. He loves arguing.
Think about that. Her father is not trying to help her solve the problem. Her father isn't trying to help her overcome the problem. Her father's trying to help her get out of the problem.
Well,
argue through the problem.
That's a lawyer thing.
No, I know. But think about that. Like, that's our character's motivation. Is her character's motivation isn't to solve the problem. It's to argue through it. Like, when she gets...
Well, that makes sense because her character is... She did not solve the problem of getting better grades. She just worked her way around it.
Exactly. And I think that's what this movie's trying to suggest is people like this aren't solving the world's problems.
You know what, Mike? You have a lot of weird ideas about things.
I do.
You think about a lot of weird, strange theories about things and all sorts of stuff, but I kind of agree with you.
You know what I mean?
I feel like this is one of the first theories I've been like, yeah. It makes sense.
And even when she
Because I feel like the movie is very self-aware. Like, it's
the
very,
movie is incredibly self-aware.
It knows what it's doing.
Yeah, it knows it's manipulating you. Mm-hmm. And it's very American Psycho in that way.
Yeah.
Where it knows very well.
There's no chainsaws, though.
There's sadly no chainsaws. Mm. There's no three-way with prostitutes.
Yeah, there's no looking in a mirror and giving a thumbs up.
Yeah. Well, no, that happens later in the movie.
Oh, really?
She has a strap on and she's fucking her brother in the ass.
Damn it, Mike.
She looks at a camera and goes, yeah!
You know what? That'd be the best scene. I think you watch the whole movie.
I would...
It just sounds so big.
And Paul Rudd is like, I'm going to be an Ant-Man one day. but see, and there's a lot of really great moments in this movie. Like, there's this one part where she's just hanging out with Paul Rudd, like watching TV. And she says, I feel like I have more fun vegging out and partying than going out. I have more fun vegging out than partying because the clothes are so binding. And I think that's a reference to like this lifestyle is binding. It's keeping her from doing something she really wants to do, which is just interact with another human being on a deeper, meaningful level.
Yeah, all right. You know I agree I mean? With that. That makes sense.
I think it's really interesting. I think
I feel like this is not a... I feel like this movie is going to be really dumb, but it seems to have a lot of layers in it.
Like an onion.
Like an onion. Our favorite movie, Shrek.
Like our favorite movie, Shrek. Our good friend, Shrek.
Our good friend, Shrek.
Our good friend, Shrek.
Our favorite green ogre. Whose earwax can be used to make all sorts of candles.
And it has a wick already in it.
Well, you know, it's not going to go away. Ear hair?
Ear hair. What if ear hair is
the wick?
Ear
burnt hair.
Never.
It smells horrible.
Have you burnt hair?
Yeah, man.
What happened?
I don't know. I was like a weird pyromaniac as a kid.
Really?
So I was like burning everything. So I was like, I would cut part of my hair off and burn it just because I like burning things.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because my mom had candles everywhere. So I'd be like, I'm just going to burn it. It smells horrible. Never do it. Never burn your hair. Don't do it.
I had a friend who tried burning potpourri because he was bored. I think he was a pyromaniac.
Was he trying to get like high off it?
No, I think he was just fascinated by burning stuff.
Weird.
I know.
No, I did the same thing. Like I built like little fires of little piles of leaves and light them on fire. That was weird.
My favorite thing, me and my friends dug a big pit and threw a bunch of tumbleweeds in it and burned them up.
Ooh.
And tumbleweeds burn really well.
Yeah, they're dry.
I don't have to tell you.
They're
tumbleweeds
dry.
Are dry as hell.
They burn like crazy. It's like a Christmas tree. Were you a little Christmas tree on fire?
Never.
Oh, I always wanted to. I never have because there's no fireplace big enough. But all I know, I've seen videos. They just light up like crazy because they're so dry because they've been just sitting there forever. Like
that's
from the tree lot.
That's why
to
it's
here.
Fucking dangerous to have a Christmas tree in the house
for like a long time. Yeah.
Ever and put fucking lights on it? Are you kidding me?
Well, it used to be a huge problem back in the day.
That's true.
They would
nowadays,
put actual candles.
Yes.
On
how? You must have had a lot of faith in Jesus to be putting candles on a tree in your house and just keeping it there at night.
You think the Germans? They brought it over, man.
That's true. The Germans
they brought over the Christmas tree. So,
yeah.
I heard about this movie a long time ago from one of my friend's sister, and she would always want to watch it. And we were very young. We were like maybe like 11, 10, around there.
That's like middle school.
Yeah, middle school, or maybe a little bit earlier.
Elementary school,
around there.
Uh-huh.
And she always recommended it. And I was like, you know, what does this movie teach young girls?
Right.
Because they really like this movie. Like,
yes.
I feel like before Mean Girls, this was the thing that all kind of
definitely
like, girls kind of liked.
Definitely.
Now it's all Mean Girls now.
Definitely.
And you know what? They teach you about drugs.
Mm-hmm.
They teach you about drugs, and they say, you know, at least a social honest and good lesson. She says, drugs are not always a thing. They're a sometimes thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're a thing that you do at a party. But if you're, you know, getting high at school, man, that ain't cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But at a party, man, you smoke all the weed you want, man. That's cool. that's what they're doing. And I was like, that's kind of weird. I don't know. Like, I feel like it seemed a little weirdly uncharacteristic. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
But she did have some lessons for Ty, you know, because Ty's like, man, I hang out with a stoner guy. He's cool. Here's another thing. Why? I don't know if this is a movie thing, this is a girl thing. Why don't people let people want to date each other? Like, because Ty was obviously interested in this like stoner character.
Right.
And she's like, no, you're better than that. You're better than him. It's like,
I don't
what?
Know.
It's like, why? Just let her. Who cares?
I don't know. I think it might be.
That's a thing that people do in real life. I know
yes.
that.
Yeah.
It's like, just do it. Who cares? If it's the right person for the right place, just go for it, man.
I think it's a status thing. And it's not right, but I think it's a status thing.
Man. Caste system? What is this?
The other thing I might think I might be, this is not in relation to it, but I know in certain situations, maybe a person's a bad person to date.
Maybe.
You know, that could be an issue. I know that's not the issue here, but I do know that is an issue in life.
I agree with that. Yeah, that's fine.
But in this particular part,
but like, I just feel like that guy is just like, yeah, I feel like it's a caste system. That guy is just like, he's just a goofy stoner guy. Like, he hangs around.
They end up dating too.
Yeah.
That's how the movie ends.
Because I feel like that's like, she obviously gravitates towards him because they have very similar personalities. She laughs at his jokes. He's whatever. He's goofy. He's enjoyable to hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he gets her weed for free.
That's true.
It's like, yo, man, it's cool.
Yeah. This movie does. And actually, they also talk about sex later in the movie.
Really?
Because she's interested in this guy named Christian, the one that's introduced at the very end of your half of the movie.
Yeah.
And he ends up being gay.
Oh.
Which is an interesting idea.
That is very interesting. I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, I saw it coming a mile away, my friend.
Really? Well, see, I didn't know much. Like, all I saw him was like, I'm sitting in a chair. That's all I introduced him as a character. I'm like, oh, I
would have told him immediately. He's like, look how he's sitting in that chair.
Sitting a little effeminately, isn't he?
He likes kissing guys.
Maybe.
But oh, fuck, what was I going to say? But yeah, he basically, she wants to give up her V card to Christian. She wants to have
there,
sex.
There was a conversation about that where Ty's like, you two haven't had sex? And like, no, I'm waiting for the right person. Like, I want to be, you know, the right time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she says, like, because after a while, she's like, wait, I'm just giving it to this guy. Like, I should find somebody real. And that's like a real conversation they have.
Hmm.
Like a deep down conversation about love and having sex with somebody that you really respect and wanting to do it with. And it's kind of uncharacteristic for a movie like this.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like the movie is very satirical and very sarcastic, but also it's like, yo, let's lay down some deep stuff. Like,
it's
kind of like little nuggets of like,
well, I feel like the movie, and rightfully so, feels like it's a responsibility to do that. You know what I mean?
I guess because like
girls, they know girls are going to watch this and they're probably going to gain something from it. And I think we were a little harsh on girls before when we were talking about Labor Day, how we felt like they would watch shit like that. But look at the two movies that are becoming a cultural icon for teenage girls, especially in high school. Clueless, which is a satirical film about life of girls, girl culture, and making fun of that kind of lifestyle, and Mean Girls. Another satirical analysis of Popular Girls.
You know, girls also like, they're like Twilight. And like, Shades of Grey, probably. I bet they're reading that.
You got that right. But those are major. Those are pretty major parts. And they're things like, have you seen Mean Girls?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
I like it too.
It's a good movie.
I like it too. And I liked Clueless. I liked it okay.
I didn't mind my time watching Clueless, but I did not be like, man, that was a good movie. I'm going to recommend this. I was just like,
you wouldn't want to finish it.
No, I really don't care. Yeah. I just don't care.
And I honestly don't blame you because it doesn't seem to have a through line.
It doesn't. And there's just no, I don't care. Like, I think she's an interesting character, but she's not a character I care about.
But here's my question. I'm going to pose this to you because you agree that this is very similar to like an American Psycho.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Does American Psycho have a through line? I can't think of one.
I guess not.
It doesn't.
Maybe I'm just more relatable to insane businessmen that they're just crazy and want to surround with people.
No, you're relatable to a person with a penis rather than a vagina.
Oh, man.
Sexist.
Oh, you got me, man. Oh, no, they figured it out.
They figured it out.
I hate women. You're right. That's me.
Shit.
Hate them, all of them.
You know them, man. They're the worst. Ugh. Absolute worst.
Can't live with them.
Can't live without them. Oh, fuck.
That was really weird how we did the exact same thing.
We knew.
Yeah, well.
But yeah, I really liked it. I actually really enjoyed this movie. I was confused by the ending because I didn't know what the movie was trying to get across to us. Like, because I knew the movie was satirical, but I didn't know how satirical it was trying to get to. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I didn't know. Because the movie is – the end of the movie is such a cliche that I couldn't tell if this was a situation of like if you act like her and you realize your own self-importance and you realize that you need to give out and be respectful to other people, then you will get the guy that you want mm-hmm. and you will get the bouquet and everything will be happy. Or if it's saying girls like this will try to – we'll try to find, I don't know. It's so confusing because this is a movie where I know Alicia Silverstone's character has potential because she's smart. She's clever. Yep. As you say, I kind of agree with you. She's not heartless. She's not just manipulative.
She's not.
So
she's not selfish. The whole
she's
time.
Not selfish. And I think it is she has a potential, but I think she's surrounded herself and we have a society or we had a society. I don't know if it's anymore. And I think the movie's trying to make this statement. So I don't think it's a sexist thing for me to say, but I think there is a society that tries to stroke the ego of these girls and rather than try to push them to push them away from that kind of lifestyle and those kinds of things that they want to do.
So I feel like there's kind of cops out and doesn't really answer either of them.
That's what I'm saying is I don't know if it's a cop out or I don't know.
It's a cop out.
Yeah.
Like it's just like, we're just not going to answer that. Like it's,
because
which is okay. Cause I feel like for the tone of the movie.
Yeah.
I feel like that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like that doesn't matter that they don't answer that. Like that's the thing is you can ask the questions and I answer it sometimes depending on the type of movie. And then it was just all satirical and just kind of like goofy. So it's like, eh.
Do you think it's asking those questions? I think it is.
Yeah, I think I agree. I'll agree with that.
I just want to make sure I'm not crazy.
No, you're not crazy.
Yeah. Not this time.
Not this time.
No. Not this time.
Maybe a few times. I've seen you crazy a few times, but this is not one of those times.
Yeah.
Random notes. Look at my notes that we haven't covered because I feel like we got a pretty good grasp on the storyline and sort of philosophies of the movie.
They said the word clueless twice in the last half of the movie.
Mm. They said it about twice in the first half too.
So okay.
Four times total.
They called the gay guy a cake boy.
Cake boy.
A cake boy, not a gay man, a cake boy.
Huh. They had a lot of weird slang for people.
Do you think that slang was ever actually used?
In like real life?
Yeah, in high school.
Human beings? With like real women?
On Earth?
On Earth?
Yes.
Not by Martians?
No? Do you not think so?
They're probably not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. I was alive during the 90s. I didn't know much.
But we weren't in high school during the 90s.
That's true. High school is a way different thing.
I remember being scared of high school when I was in the 90s. When I was a kid in the 90s.
Didn't care.
No.
I was too busy playing video games.
I was a very scared child. I was Chucky Finster from Rugrats.
Wow.
I was terrified of everything.
You had those glasses too and that crazy red hair?
Oh, I never had glasses.
I
had
the crazy red hair.
You know me. I grew into this dark brown hair.
Well, you got courage, man. Your hair turns from ginger.
When I get scared, it instantly turns red.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. None of this
I do have red hair.
Where? On your beard?
My beard.
Yeah, I have that too.
Yeah, I've got red.
Not
got,
much, but it's enough.
I'm a crapshoot. I have brown hair, red hair, and blonde hair.
Man.
I know. Have you seen my blonde?
Superman.
My blonde patch?
No.
Well, trust me, audience. I have a blonde patch.
Okay, I'll trust you. Random thing I saw. They have the same Thomas guide that my mom has because my mom saves the Thomas guides forever. So
what's a Thomas guide?
Thomas guide.
What's a Thomas guide?
So a Thomas guide is what you'd use to navigate a area before GPSs were around. Like it was a map. You'd buy it and be like, I want the Orange County Thomas guide. So you'd get it and it would have a map of all of Orange County.
I remember those.
Yeah. So my mom has one and it's like the exact same one because my mom never threw them. She's like, they're still good. It's just those.
Does she still own them?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Back of the car. Back of her car, I think.
Did she ever use them or did she use a GPS now?
Nah, she's still using them now. Or my mom just like knows everything. She's a geography major. So she just like drives everywhere.
She's a geography major, but she needed a Thomas guide?
Hey, man, you got to look at those maps and judge them.
I guess you got a point. You got a point.
There's a weird game called Suck and Blow.
I wonder what this game
is. So they basically get a card, one person sucks it, and they pass it to the next person, and they suck it too, but the other person has to blow at the right time, so it's kind of like a weird sync thing. But then in the end, this weird guy, I don't remember his name, but he was really boring. He was like this character who really wanted Alicia Silverstone, but she wanted to hook him up with Ty.
Elton?
Yeah, he was the boringest character.
I never saw him.
He was so
what did he
boring.
Look like?
Boring. Just looked boring.
I hope a crime never happens around you.
This gentleman looked boring. Would you hang out with him? Never. Or be like, hey, yeah, that guy looked really cool, man. I feel like I'd grab a beer with him or something, man.
Yeah, he looked really
so
cool.
Like, sunglasses? Eye color. Oh, no. Like, he had eyes. They were there.
He had spiky hair.
Yeah, his hair was spiky. I liked spiky hair. It's cool. You're cool people.
It was Guy Fieri. The guy was,
oh, yeah. I said cool people.
Sorry, yeah.
The guy, so that's a weird game. I've never seen that game before.
They suck on a card?
Suck on a blow. Yeah, and they basically pass a card around, but then, like, she blows
like
by
card?
Accident, and then he just kisses her. Yeah, it's a playing card. It's weird. It's a weird game. I don't understand
it. They suck on a playing card.
Yeah, so they suck on it so it attaches to their mouth.
Mm.
I'm doing motions now with my hands. No one can see it. But you attach it to your mouth, right, and right, you're right. Sucking on it, and then you have to blow it at the right time, and the other person has to suck at the right time.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant literally, like, put this card in their
mouth.
No,
it's just, like, on the outside.
On it
no,
like a pacifier. No. I know. I was like, gross. Why would you do it? That card would be ruined.
No. It's just, like, air.
Okay. There's a scene later on. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, keep going. How's it?
There's a scene later on where there's a camera and it's below like a giant black phone and it plays the 2001 A Space Odyssey theme and it looks like a monolith.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Weird.
Joke.
There's a moment where she gets mugged.
Okay. Tell me about the scene, because there's a scene later on when Ty is like held over the railing.
Mm-hmm.
She says... Like, because Ty is like, I felt like I was so close to death, right? And Alicia Silverstone, out of nowhere, says, oh, yeah, I had a gun. I was held at gunpoint once. And then everyone ignores her. And I'm like, what? When did this happen?
Yeah. So she basically, she went home with that guy. Like, he was that guy who was doing the second blow thing. And he was, like, really into her and coming on to her and kind
Elton.
Of being like, kind of being a little sexual salty.
Okay,
like
okay.
He was literally being sexually assaulted. He wasn't kind of. He would try to kiss her and stuff. She'd be like, no. And this is really bad.
Yeah.
So she's like, I'm just going to walk home, whatever. So
that's safe.
Yeah. So exactly. So as soon as he leaves, like, a guy comes out, points a gun at her and is like, give me your, you know, wallet and all this stuff.
Is this the opening of the movie? Like, near the opening?
No. This
okay.
is, like, after they go to a party.
Okay.
Stuff with Ty and everything. So Ty's already introduced.
Right.
So. She's just like, all right, I'll get my wallet and all this stuff. She's like, everything sucks. And then she uses a payphone to call her brother or her half brother or whatever. And
mm-hmm.
But that's the thing is, like, the guy was actually, like, fairly polite about it. And he's like, get on the ground. She's like, no, ruin my dress. And she does it anyway. But anyway, yeah, she calls her brother and then her brother comes to pick her up. But that's the entire mugging thing. And she's just kind of like, this is a horrible day. And that didn't help. And that was about it.
And the guy was, like, literally holding a gun to her?
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
She was like, I don't want to get my dress ruined. He's like, well, I'll just blow your head off then. And he's like, all right.
So yeah, this scene is not played for laughs.
Kind of. Because she doesn't seem to care that much.
Right.
So it's kind of played for laughs, but it's like, I don't know.
But it's still like if this happened to you or me, this would be a very
terrifying
situation.
Yeah, it'd be horrifying.
Like, and he is not a joking. Like, he is not.
No. I mean, he's not like mean about, like, he's just like, so give me your stuff. He's just kind of like matter of fact. Like, this is how it is. Like, you're getting mugged now.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. Well,
Jesus Christ. Yeah, and like I said, like, this is brought up again, and no one seems to care. Nobody feels any sympathy toward
Everyone's
her.
Everyone's like, whatever.
It's and, like, fine. I assumed, like, oh, either she's making this up, or this is a real thing that happened, and that's terrifying, and I feel bad for her. And that's clearly what it is something scary happened to her.
I like the guy from Scrubs, because he's sitting in the bathtub at one point. It's completely different. Sitting in the bathtub at the party and getting his head shaped. He's going bald. And
why?
And his girlfriend.
The black
really
guy from
mad.
Scrubs?
Yeah, black guy from Scrubs. There's no other guy from Scrubs.
I'm assuming.
I don't know, but he has funny dialogue, man. That guy's funny. That
he's
guy's
very cool. funny. He was in Remember the Titans.
I never saw Remember the Titans.
What? That movie's so good, dude.
Is it?
It's very good. Mm. I'm not, and you know me, I'm not a big sports guy. Love Remember the Titans. That's a fine film.
What other sports movies do you like? Tell me.
Rudy?
You like Rudy?
No, I don't like Rudy.
Oh, I never saw Rudy.
Basketball.
It's not a real sports movie.
It has support in it. Dodgeball?
What do you think of The Blind Side?
Stupid.
I don't understand why people like that so
I don't,
much.
I don't understand it either.
Friday Night Lights, the TV show, is probably...
You said
my,
it was very good.
It's like my second favorite TV show of all time.
Yeah. Did you see the movie?
No, I did not.
I did. It was okay.
The movie, the thing... Yeah, it's like, whatever.
The
TV show is way better because it's... I don't know. I don't want to explain it right now.
It's like, that's the thing about Friday Night Lights is everyone's like, or that's the thing about Remember the Titans, because everyone says Friday Night Lights is a really good movie. And I'm like, Friday Night Lights is a good movie that focuses on the sport. Remember the Titans focuses on like a people. Real, like people.
That's the thing is why
like
the Friday Night Lights TV show is really good.
Issue, yeah.
The TV show is really good because it's almost like football is a backdrop.
Right.
And it's all about the characters.
Yeah.
And it's
and
very,
football,
very intimate.
Football is used as like a metaphorical, like through line. for the plot and, you know, and the character growth.
Yeah. And I feel like that's how, that's a good movie.
Yeah, exactly. Because I mean,
it's not the main focus where it's like, let's look at the sport really in depth. It's like,
yeah. And for a sports person, sure, it's going to be great. But I mean, for a general audience or for somebody who's not into sports, I think an important thing is to make the sport, not just a, like, not, you don't have to make the sport a backdrop, but make it a part of the overall story. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, that's a driving force in the right now TV show. Like, that's kind of what everyone's working towards. But, like, you know, there's a lot of real stuff that happens. Anyway.
A League of Their Own is really good, too.
Oh, yeah. League of Their Own's great.
I love that movie.
It's a really good movie.
There's no crying in baseball.
Yep.
That's Rosie O'Donnell in that movie, right?
It is Rosie O'Donnell. She's, and Gina Davis.
Gina Davis is so good in that movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
I like her. I like how she didn't end up with Tom Hanks.
I don't remember that part. I don't remember enough about the movie, but I know I really liked it.
It's really good, dude.
It's really good.
It's very, very good.
Moving on.
Anyway, Clueless.
I don't know what else to say about it, though.
Oh, I wrote down...
I'm out of notes.
This movie felt... Like, remember how we saw Scarface? And I was surprised because we could understand it more. Like I felt like with, like, most mob movies or with most, like, gangster movies, there'd be a lot of motivations to sort of understand and get a hold of.
Mm.
I felt like this movie was like that. There were so many different characters that had been introduced in the first half of the movie, like Elton, like the stoner guy, you know, like, what's his name? Travis, like all these characters, the teachers, there's all these things going on in the first half that are never mentioned until like near the end of the movie that I didn't feel lost because Alicia Silverstone's plot line was like spotty at best throughout the film. So you can sort of pick it up at any point of the film and understand what her character is like because it's played so clearly. But all the other things around her were things that I needed to try to grab. Like I only got them until like 10 minutes left in the movie because there was so much motivation going on around her. It felt like a mom movie. It felt like there was all these different motivations, all these different driving forces for all these different characters, and I needed to picked up what was going on around it. You know what I mean?
Weird.
Not that it was a problem. It was just not what I expected.
Yeah, like I didn't expect. I thought this movie would be really straightforward, really simple. It was not. It was a lot deeper.
I was expecting this to be a full on chick flick. Like I was expecting like a Crossroads.
It's just the way it's marketed, man.
You're absolutely right.
It's the way it's marketed. Like, and you know, I look at that and I'm just like, I don't want to see that movie.
Do you think it's marketed for that reason? To trick you?
Probably. I mean, it is a satire, so they are going to go full.
They're going to go full into it.
Yeah.
The title is Bedazzled.
Okay, here's something I remember. At the very beginning of the movie, she's introducing herself.
Yeah.
And I want to know. There's no girls in this room to let me know. This is a quite empty room.
Yeah, it's just us.
The very beginning is her picking out her outfit on a touchscreen computer. So she's touching it and she's got like her top and her bottom. Mm-hmm. And she's pressing the button.
Yeah.
And then she clicks accept and it's like no match. And then she's like, oh no. And then she clicks it a few more times and she clicks it and it goes match. Is that what people want to do? Do people want to do that? Do people want to go on a touchscreen computer? And it also had like her and it dressed her and it showed her what it looked like.
Yeah.
It was weird. I don't know how I feel about that. Like, that was just such a weird thing to have.
I had a question, too, about this.
This is no opinion. Thanks for having no opinion.
Well, oh, no. Well, I have a similar thing, though.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Like, something that it plays into this similar idea because they have a scene where she's matching her clothes, where there's this whole scene because she's preparing for her date with Christian, and she says, I don't rely on mirrors because they lie. I take Polaroids of myself and see how the clothes look on me.
Weird.
Which is interesting. And
it's also very wasteful.
Very wasteful, which I think is definitely playing into the idea of the wastefulness of that time period. But this is another question. Are these things that girls do? Or are they pushed to like an extreme that girls can understand and relate to, but also laugh at?
Let's just talk about girls and what they like.
Oh my gosh, with no girls in the room.
I don't know what they do.
Because for the matching thing,
yeah.
I think that girls do want a person, or if not a person, they want an opinion on if a certain thing matches or not. And I think if that's
a computer, I want that opinion too, man.
No, yeah. I mean, guys,
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just throwing on clothes and walk outside. And absolutely. No one yells at me, I'm good. Right?
And so, like, this computer, was this at home?
Yeah, it was at home. She had this really high-tech computer looking thing.
So this was her own...
Yeah, this is her own thing.
That's interesting, because later on we see her closet, and it's like a revolving closet with like all these different kinds of...
I wonder if that's what she controls it with.
I think that might be what
she
it is.
A button, and it pops up. Like, I don't remember seeing a closet.
I never saw that remote control thing.
It was only like for a brief second, but it really struck me for some reason. It's like, what a weird way to use technology to like choose clothes.
Yeah, it's very wasteful.
Not really wasteful. It's just weird.
Yeah, I guess.
Why
so.
Is it? It's not wasting anything.
It's I know. It's wasting time that could have been spent like making a cooler
a product.
I guess you're fucking right.
Man, like there's all sorts of businesses.
This is just an app.
It's just an app, man. It's an app. It's an app, man. There's an app.
There's an app. You can put it on the bottom of your face, and it looks like you have a mustache.
Man, that is really cool. There is an app. That's really, really cool. I'm going to start it up right now. You guys want to hear it?
Oh, my God. I can't wait. Is it a fart noise?
No, man. It's, there's no sound on my phone. That really made everything okay. Yeah.
I love that app.
It's the best app,
dude. It's the best app when you're me and you do a lot of puns. That's the best app.
You do puns?
I know, right? What? Surprising. My cough.
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
But yeah, I enjoyed this movie. I feel like, I was surprised. I was surprised when I liked
it. Are you going to watch the beginning of it?
I feel like I need to get a better understanding of who Alicia Silverstone is, but I'm not sure if that will happen. Because sitting here with you and unpacking this film, which is the whole point of this entire podcast, I don't think I've become any closer to understanding her as a character.
Yeah, I think like she's just...
vapid.
That's not the point, man. You're not supposed to. She's just vapid. That's her character.
Yeah. But that's the beauty of the actress Alicia Silverstone. And I think her career fell apart because of this movie. She did such a good job. Everybody thought she was that character.
Basic character.
But she isn't. I think
these are pre-basic women.
In order
for that, we had a term for it.
In order for her to be as funny as she was in this movie and be as sarcastic as she was, he had to understand where this was coming from.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
And I think she did a really, really good job with that.
Yeah. What's she in after this? Anything?
Nothing.
Really?
You know, the only thing she's been in or the only thing I can think of, there's this great movie called Butter. Came out recently.
I have like yawning at the same time. It's late.
Oh, I think it's Caesar.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
You're turning into the Cowardly Lion.
Yeah.
If I was the king of the forest. You've seen that movie?
No, but I've seen the picture of it. That's what I was going to say. That was a big lined up.
It's really good though. You should really check it out. She's super good in it.
All right.
It's her and this, you know who Rob Corddry is? He's a comedian. He's in, Children's Hospital.
Yeah. I hate that show.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of the show either, but he's super good in it because the whole movie, I don't care if I'm talking about another movie right now, cause this movie's really good. It's all about a butter sculpting competition, right?
Yeah.
And so there's three or four people who are lined up for the competition.
Yep.
There is the guy from Modern Family. He's a good butter sculptor.
Which one? There's so many.
The dad who
Phil Dunphy.
Phil.
Okay.
He's in it. There's also a crazy girl, the girl who is the wife of Ben Stiller. No, Ben Affleck.
You're telling your story like an improv guy.
I know. Who's the wife of Ben Affleck? She was in Electra.
Like real life?
Jennifer Garner. She's the other sculptor, and she is like a crazy person, right? And then there's one other sculptor, and she's a little black girl. And she's like the underdog that we support. And she is, what's it called? She is orphaned, because she's an orphan, right?
Oh, is she Annie?
She's like Annie.
She's like new
she's
Annie?
Like, she's like Blanny.
Blanny, God.
But she's what do you do with orphans? You
put them in a home.
You burn them. No, you.
What is this like weird improv? What do you do with orphans? Oh no, you give them a home. You feed them.
Yeah. What do you give them a home? What is it called?
You give them a brother. You find their brother. You find their family. Where are they? Oh wait, they're dead. What do I do? Where are the orphans? I just got this orphan. I'm carrying around. I just picture like Mike running around with this orphan, like with his arms outstretched. What do I do with this thing?
What do I do?
I gotta get it home. I can't live here. It's gotta go over here. It was like a weird comedy
movie. It's like
movie.
Batman. Have you seen that? The Batman
the bomb?
Movie? The bomb?
Yeah.
Just somebody who can't get rid of an orphan.
Where do they go? They're going home. Give them the Jamie Foxx.
What is it called though?
What do you mean? What is it called?
When you want to adopt.
That was the funniest thing I've ever seen. What do you want to do when you want to adopt an orphan?
God fucking damn it. Well, Rob Corddry and his wife, Alicia Silverstone, adopt this little black girl. And the one thing she wants to do is carve butter. And they're like, you know what? We're going to support you in this.
Cool.
And it's really cute. It's a really good movie. You should check it out. Right. And Hugh Jackman's in it.
Hugh Jackman's in it? Now I'm sold.
Yeah.
Is Brendan Fraser in it?
Oh, man, I wish. Aww. He plays the butter. He eats it all.
Aww.
I feel bad for saying that because I like him. And Olivia Wilde's in it as a stripper, so you might like that.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. So there you go.
It's cool.
Yeah. But anyway, Clueless.
I mean, I might like that. Who do you think I am? Just a lowbrow guy just sitting around me like, how many boobs are in this movie? Like, I don't care.
I know you don't care. I was just saying. I guess more to the audience are male listeners. Do you think you might have more male or female listeners? Do you think it's right about even?
My sultry voice
attracts
more male listeners.
That's called timing.
Yep.
That was good. That was good comedy.
Good at it. Yeah.
But yeah, I enjoyed it. I would actually suggest more people watch this movie.
I don't.
No?
I can skip it.
Really?
It's fine. It's okay.
I think this is our bizarro Encino Man. I know you didn't like it. Like, I know you didn't hate it. Like, I hated Encino Man, but it's like
I don't really hate. Like, it's really hard for me to hate movies.
That's true. Is there a movie you do hate other than Chappie?
I don't hate Chappie.
God, I wish you did.
You hate Chappie. Stop pounding on the table.
I'm just angry.
Pound your leg.
I am pounding my leg, but it hurts. Just
keep pounding it.
It hurts when I pound it.
Get a stronger leg.
You're like an angry lion.
I hate Freddy Got Fingered.
That movie. Have you seen it?
Yes.
Did you see it with us?
No.
When did you see it?
I saw it a long time ago.
It sucks.
It's horrible. I hate that movie. That's a movie I hate. Spaceballs.
I hate Spaceballs. I hate sitting through Spaceballs. I hate it. Everyone
on the podcast just turned it off right now.
I don't care. You know what? Go ahead. I don't want a person who likes Spaceballs listening to this podcast.
All our friends like Spaceballs.
Only me and Ethan hate Spaceballs.
It's true. This is this beautiful moment where we just two men find
sheep.
Each other.
We are.
And hate Spaceballs.
And hate Spaceballs together. That's what we can't do in Indiana, ladies and gentlemen. We need to go to Indiana. We need to. Fuck it.
Right, yeah, I don't know where you're going with that.
Two men.
Remember committing
to
jokes?
Together.
You didn't do that.
I didn't. I didn't know where
so
to go
now
with
it's
it.
Just weird.
This is why I fell out of the improv game.
All right. So
anyway,
movie. You like it?
I liked it.
I think it was meh.
You liked it?
It was not bad.
Okay. As far as like,
it's not for me though.
Like, yeah, that's true.
It's not for me. Like, it is just not. I just don't care.
You didn't care.
I just didn't care about any of that.
There
was no interesting plot to keep me kind of going on. Because if the movie has like a theme that I don't particularly care, if the plot is good enough, I will continue and stay with that movie and be invested. The acting's good enough. The acting's fine. But it was just not enough to drag me in.
To grab you.
Yeah, yeah. So like a bad weird premise, like Encino Man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Would you?
I don't think the plot was very good in that movie, but the premise was enough to make me go, oh, all right.
That's true. Did you not care as much as you didn't care in like I, Frankenstein?
No, because I actually like was enjoying, like, I, Frankenstein was just unenjoyable.
Yeah,
it was just
nothing miserable.
There. It was just like, what am I doing? Because
that's like our like tentpole right now. That's like
the worst movie we've seen so far.
I think that's the worst movie we've seen. So far.
Now, you know, this podcast is the one podcast that's the filler podcast, and we don't have time, so it could be worse movies we see.
Shit, yeah.
So you just dated this podcast, you dick.
At this point of us recording this podcast,
we're
not releasing
let's
it.
Let's just state when we're recording this. We're recording this after The Rock.
The Rock. We just recorded The Rock.
So, you know, this could appear episode like 20.
Shit,
you're
right.
Still going on. I don't know.
Man, I hope we don't see a worse pod. I hope we don't see a worse movie. I hope there's not
there
a worse movie.
There is a movie on our list that could potentially be worse.
Shit, yeah. We'll see.
I'm not going to mention it.
I'm not going
to.
Not
for
now.
Us to know.
That's for us to know and you guys to find out. Yeah, and us to find out.
And we might like it.
We might like it. Maybe
if I do, I will probably kill myself. I'm sorry, but I like that movie.
It's over. This podcast is over.
There's a long story whenever we watched that movie. Anyway.
Anyway. So.
So that's. I think that's all we gotta say about Clueless. Any final thoughts? Something else?
Alicia Silverstone was Spellbinding. I really liked her and Paul Rudd.
Wow,
Spellbinding.
That's a good word.
She was very good.
Really reading some critics. Critics love saying Spellbinding.
They do love. You know what else they like saying?
Masterful.
Masterful. Tour de force.
Oh God.
And masterful tour de force.
tour de force of spellbinding goodness. Perfect.
Best movie of the year. And that's it, I think.
The greatest thing since Citizen Kane. No one says that.
I say that.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Anyway, so like us on Facebook.
Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Rate us and comment on iTunes.
That's it. Wow, you did it. You got it all. That's all we got.
That's all I got. Yeah. And you know what? Just, you know what? Listen to our old podcast.
Oh, yeah. Send us, we got a whole bunch. They're cool.
A whole bunch. They're really good. Right. I like our stuff.
You should
like us too.
Yeah. What else we got?
Email us.
Email us. Yeah.
Email at.
Or wait, is it email?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Email at theotherhalfpodcast.com.
Yeah, that's it.
That's right?
That's it.
Yeah. And send us suggestions.
We have our website, the Other Half Podcast. You see all our episodes there.
Definitely. And post stuff on our Facebook.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, go ahead. We love singing your stuff. We love, honestly, even like.
Some suggest movies. You know, Memento a million times. I don't care.
Go ahead.
What you want.
I will watch Memento again and just we won't do another podcast.
We just won't do another podcast, but you know, whatever. Yeah. Just do whatever you want.
Yeah, give us some feedback. If you didn't, and you know what? If you didn't like something, tell us. Yeah, maybe we'll stop.
We might listen to you.
Probably won't. We enjoy this.
We just do whatever we want, man. This is the creator. No one's going to tell us what to do. I ain't going to go on that crowdfunding website. I can't think of the name of Patronage. Patreon.
Everyone's on fucking Patreon.
Patreon, man. We ain't doing that yet,
dude. We ain't doing fucking Patreon.
You know, we're
well, not yet. We're not doing that right now. What if we had done at this point?
I don't think so.
I don't want to be anything that JonTron is a part of. It's my line.
And you just got rid of more of our audience.
I'm killing those down.
Kick them on, man.
If I don't know. But we both didn't like Spaceballs. A lot of people like Spaceballs.
Yeah. I don't mind JonTron, but I do not like Spaceballs at all.
I hate Spaceballs, guys. Guys, I hate Spaceballs.
Guys, you hate Spaceballs. All right, everyone. So right. It's actually night.
Good morning. Good night, everybody.
Actually, it is good morning. You asshole. 'Why are we pointing at each other?
I don't know.
Oh, it's kind of cool. It's like
the other half.
You're gonna hit your fucking point, right? Like you're gonna say it this time.
You're gonna say when
you're
I
gonna
say it,
right? You're gonna do it
now.
Look at me. You say it now.
I'm the co-host now.
I am the co-host now.
Look at me.
There's no one else to co-host. Mm.